Good morning. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday. Or actually, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. That's... You're still in mourning because the Patriots lost last night.
Oh, was there a game last night?
Exactly.
I didn't catch it. I was too busy reading historical fiction.
Exactly.
Early 19th century stuff. You know,
where
really
are you now?
Invigorating.
Uh-huh.
Really illuminating. You know, that's what I'm about now.
You haven't missed watching a Patriots game since you were three.
I don't, you know, sports is just so overrated. Football is so overrated. It's just, you know.
And unwatchable.
Unwatchable. Unwatchable. You know, go Chiefs. That's what I'm about. About those Chiefs. They're winners.
About time you came around.
Anyway, it's Tuesday. Usually here Wednesday. I'll be here tomorrow as well. We're going to talk some county issues, especially the emergency radio system. That's had some more progress on that yesterday. I'm here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, County Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson, and County Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief Pat Collins. So you're welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
It's a full house in here, and let's kind of celebrate that a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. Okay, joke landed. Let's move on to the Riley County Emergency Radio System. Some progress made on that yesterday, Ben, and a tough decision, I think it was, for the commissioners. You had Pat, you were in there. Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen was in there as well, talking about an issue that's really been in the ether with the county for a lot of years.
Right. We've known about this issue for a few years now, that our emergency radio system infrastructure is aging and not working well enough anymore. The hard part of the decision to replace it is just how expensive it is. The total replacement, I think, was it $11.3 million to replace the system?
I think that's the all-in cost. If you look at everything, it'd be like buying a car and figuring out how much insurance and gas and oil and everything that could be associated with it over the life of that project. So that's kind of what we're looking at with that $11 million figure.
And I do have a little bit of audio, and actually, Pat, you played some audio of some radio traffic. I believe that was Monday, right?
Thursday.
It was Thursday. I'm all out of sorts on what day it is. It's been a long week. But you played some of that audio to give the commission and those in the commission chambers kind of an example of what emergency crews, police crews are dealing with. And I do have some of that audio, and I'll play a little bit of it. I think we got about 3 minutes of it. I'm not going to play all 3 minutes of it, but I'll play some. And Pat, if you want to chime in and just kind of give us a little bit of play-by-play of kind of what we're talking about here. Here's some of that audio. And when is this call? I guess if you give us a little background on this radio call.
We had a structure fire call at Tuttle Terrace Mobile Home Park, and so we got paged out. And so this was the initial traffic for us responding, and the traffic you'll hear from me is me talking on my 100-watt radio in Manhattan trying to get to the tower near the county shop.
And when was this?
This was a little over a week ago.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Raleigh County, Plank
1901 with static. Go ahead.
I'll be en route to the call at 6030 Total Terrace. Who do you have response?
Currently, I just have Medic 12 en route, non-emergent. Structure's not occupied. Smoke showing only at this time. I believe it's going to be from the stove. I've paged out Tuttle Creek and Keats for Air 1.
And it seems like it's pretty good right here.
This is the recording from the dispatcher. So what you're hearing is what the dispatcher is actually hearing. So this is being recorded at the microphone from the dispatcher.
I'll be en route POV. Let's go ahead and page respond, Zilla, have them on standby in case we need them.
10-4.
So we kind of skip over here
and
a little bit.
And 1901, do you want anything specific from CONSA?
And it seemed like this was towards around the end it started to.
Yeah, then when we start getting people responding to the call, then it really gets bad for individual radios. And, of course, the Tuttle Terrace Trailer Court is just over the hill from the county shop where the tower is located. So it's probably one of the closest locations to the tower, besides if the fire was actually at the county shop. And we still have problems. So you can imagine what it's like when we get down close to the lake, Stockdale Park, or any distance away from the towers. And we have county fire has two towers, and that's part of what we've got with the system out here. Is we have about seven different systems trying to make these work. When one doesn't work, we switch to a different one. Police department has three different systems they use. City fire has one. EMS has one. We have one. County Public Works have one. But when we can't get to a location where it works, we try one of the other ones. And that's how we've been able to get by for so many years, is trying to switch these around and enhance it. And we're finding that we can't even find parts for some of these systems now. They don't make them anymore.
Let's go ahead and skip towards the end. You said towards the end of this call is when...
Yeah, kind of right there in the middle, yeah.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give this a shot.
Well.
Riley County, paging out CONSA fire. E3 being route for a structure fire, 6030 Tuttle Terrace. Lot 31.
So it seems it's really inconsistent.
Terrace,
yeah, so that was somebody calling in right at the beginning of that.
Unit that was calling on real fire when I paged.
That was them trying to answer.
I see.
So that's what we deal with almost every call.
It seems like really at the beginning of this clip, I think, is when you really tell that.
Yeah.
Where you can't hear much. Just hard to understand.
901 with static, go ahead.
With static, go ahead. I'm sure that's a common phrase.
Or who's calling. Yeah, that's we get that all the time. Is okay, unit calling.
Well, looking at the background of that, again, the commissioners gave approval Thursday to receive leasing options for the base infrastructure of the new emergency radio system. That's about $5.3 million of the $11.3 million cost. And Tammy, the budget and finance officer for the county, Tammy Robinson, if you can kind of talk about the financing structure here and what the commission went with on Thursday.
So we had taken a comparison of what we were offered on the RFIs for the banks on lease purchase programs. And then we also took the bond costs, and in the bond costs, you have to take into consideration that if you don't wait until the next elections, you would have to put a special election out there. And if you do that, that's additional costs as well. And so with those additional costs and having the bid out there from Harris for approximately 18 months, we weren't wanting to wait too much longer. We felt like August was probably too far out to wait for the next elections. And so with the cost differences, the lease purchase looked like it would be the best route to go. And with that, we have a couple of different lending institutions we'll be meeting with to discuss terms, to try to negotiate the best terms possible. And again, that is just for the infrastructure that has been approved at this point for the lease purchase. The radios will be paid by the individual entities rather than Riley County adding that to their lease purchase. So that will decrease costs tremendously by allowing them to be responsible. And then we do have some maintenance and hardware costs that we'll have to make a decision on, but that has not been made at this point in time.
still the early stages of this this system. Let's go ahead and go to our first break of this hour of InFocus. Come back and we'll talk more about county issues, talk more about the radio system. If we got that break in. Get the break? Or do we want let's go ahead and take this call real quick, then we'll go to break. Caller, go ahead. You are on InFocus.
You know, in January, the FCC is releasing that new series of frequencies that they say will allow radio transmissions from the basements and all the difficult places to receive radio signals that you're talking about. So you don't want to buy an old radio system right quick and jump in before the January release of the new frequencies.
Pat, you want to take that?
Yeah, the one of the things about this radio systems, we've actually looked ahead and went to the phase two in the 800, 700, 800 megahertz system. So it's already in the bandwidth that's opened up. We haven't got the frequencies yet. Once we get the contract, then part of the system would be to go out and get those.
Well, congratulations.
Yep.
Thank you for thinking.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
If anybody else has any calls you want to get in, think about some questions over the break, 75-537-1350. We'll come back with more InFocus after this.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.